T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All my life was a paper.
All right, this is You Decorated My Life. Kenny Rogers, as we continue with the theme of the week. Remember, KFH is carrying some classic college basketball games for the next few weeks, including Wichita State's run to the Final Four back in 2013. Saturday at noon, you can hear the Wichita State-Gonzaga game from that run at noon. On Sunday, Wichita State and LaSalle, also at noon. The Gonzaga game, to me, is the defining game, maybe, in WSU history.
Could be. I watched a little bit of that on YouTube.
One of them. So make sure and give it a listen here on KFH Saturday at noon, and then LaSalle on Sunday at noon as well. And then we got some KU Classic games. Friday, it's KU Ohio State. That comes up after our show, and then on Saturday, the national semifinal. You can hear that one at 6 o'clock, 2012. All right, so good stuff. The Wichita State games are brought to you by CBD Plus USA. Want to also make mention that some great businesses that we do business with here on Intercom Radio are staying open during this time to help you with your needs. One of those is R&R Tire Express. All locations in Wichita will be open during this pandemic, or at least for now during this pandemic.
Correct.
Eric Stevenson, speaking of Shocker basketball, announced today that he is transferring to Washington, his home state, where he'll be a Husky. That seemed like a great fit. I mean,
yeah.
a guy that is obviously well thought of in the state of Washington, going home to play college basketball.
Seems like guys that are transferring from Wichita State are going to where they're comfortable. At least you have Stevenson ending up in Washington and Grant Shurfield to Nevada, where he'll play for Steve Alford, who recruited him initially to UCLA.
Still looking forward to hearing where Jamarius Burton ends up.
Yeah, and he's the only one left, along with Morris Udeze, who has
Udeze getting some interest from some big-time places: Xavier, Cincinnati, one other school that I read on that list.
That's interesting.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, you'd hate to see him go elsewhere and flourish if you're a Shocker fan.
Yeah, be tough. Cartier Jara is leaving K-State. He's going to try to make it in professional basketball, but leaving open the option of returning to college basketball, but it won't be to K-State. He will transfer if that is the option he takes. That's a blow.
Yeah, he's their
best
player. So of course
they don't need any blows. They've already lost two promising freshmen in the transfer portal. I don't know.
They have a decent recruiting class, though, it sounds like.
Nah.
So we'll see if K-State can rebuild. Probably going to be a process.
We'll see. Well, you can't lose veteran players.
No, of course.
It's tough. It's a tough blow to lose those kind of guys.
Right, and you lose that guy, and it seems like a big deal, and the Shockers have lost three, at least, impact players, and people are saying, it'll be fine. We'll see. It may be fine.
Well, I don't know if anybody's saying they'll be fine. That's a blow. It's tough. It's tough to recover from something like that. It may be fine in the longer term, but I don't think it's certainly not fine in the short term.
No, and they have to fill
the roster. You got to mold a team together.
They have to get players.
All right, did you read about the young man, 92-year-old Bill Braun, passing away?
No.
Braun's ice cream.
Really? Braun?
Braun's ice cream, okay. My bad. 92. And did you know he was born and raised in Kansas? Born in Newton.
Well, it makes sense.
Raised in Emporia. He came up with the concept for Peter Pan ice cream back in the day.
I didn't know that was such a thing. I've never heard of Peter Pan ice cream. Peanut butter, yes.
People of my era, generation, grew up on Peter Pan ice cream.
We had a
store in Derby. There was a Peter Pan store on North Arkansas Street here in Wichita. And every time we would go visit one of my uncles who lived down north, we would go to the Peter Pan ice cream store on North Arkansas.
Did that just flow into Brahms becoming a big ice cream place?
Peter Pan became Brahms. Okay. He opened his first store in Oklahoma. That's where the majority of his stores are. There's obviously quite a few here in Kansas. I think in the neighborhood of 300, 350 Brahms ice cream stores in five or six states.
It's pretty impressive. I like Brahms.
Well, who doesn't like Brahms?
Went there Friday, I think.
That may be our drive through tonight.
Go get the bag of burgers and eat for 3 days.
Might think about it. Although I got a lot of Vienna sausage here to cook. What's the problem with that?
Nothing. It's just hilarious.
Thank you. You just admitted I'm hilarious on our show for the first time.
You're welcome. We've been doing
this show forever. I appreciate that.
Well, absolutely.
Brahms ice cream is unbeatable. You'd agree with that,
no,
wouldn't you?
No, it's very good. Of course. I love it. Pretty much any ice cream is good. Not taking anything.
What do you have out there in Andale for ice cream?
We haven't had ice cream.
Where do you go?
I went to Freddy's.
That's a 15-minute drive for you now.
Yeah.
That used to be one that you'd literally hop in the car and be going through Freddy's in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, we could have walked there. Now we can walk down the road.
There's no Freddy's.
And outside.
There's nothing down that road.
On 30 acres.
There's nothing down that road.
No.
Just road. More road.
Well, in a time like this, it's a godsend.
Have you met any neighbors yet?
Yeah, a couple have come over. They brought bread and stuff.
Were they friendly? Did you enjoy it?
Of course. I answered the door once, and Shannon answered the other time.
What'd you learn about these people?
That they live near us.
But what else? What else?
I don't. That they're available. We can call them for anything. Of course you say that. We call them tomorrow. Hey, can you? No.
Well, what? Why have that attitude? Maybe they actually will be those kind
you
of people.
You think so? We should
you
call
You are
them
such
up?
A negative person. Well, I mean, if a neighbor came to my house and said, you know what, call us for anything. I wouldn't look at it negatively. They're pulling our leg. They wouldn't do a thing for us.
I'm not saying they're pulling our leg, but do they really expect anybody to call them? The neighbors?
Of course. That's how people in rural areas deal with it.
One of them has a below-ground pool, so we may get to know them a little.
Why would? Are these people that live across the road from you?
No, it's down the street to the north.
To the north?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you'd poo-poo that.
No poo-pooing.
It's a nice gesture from these people. I mean, my goodness, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I absolutely will not.
Did you say the same things?
No.
Did you speak?
When the people came and I was the only one home, yeah, I spoke.
Oh, I would have loved,
I said, you know
I would have loved to have had that on video.
I said, you know what, we appreciate it. Do not call us.
What if they're listening right now and you're coming across as a complete jerk?
They don't know who I am.
Well, but you're coming across... Here's people that are reaching out to you.
Of course I appreciate that, and they were very friendly.
Why don't you feel comfortable talking about that on radio?
I am talking about
it
on radio.
But you're just kind of downgrading it, like, oh, these people wouldn't help us.
I'm just saying that's what everybody says, and some people mean it, and very few do, I think.
How do you know?
Because everybody says it. Not everybody's that.
Who, give me somebody who's said it before and hasn't
everybody?
Followed. Give me an example of someone in your life.
Someone passes away. If you need anything, call me. Okay, what am I going to need? They know where I'm not going to need anything, so I won't call.
You need emotional support.
But what,
they're not going to bring you. If these people brought you bread, that's a nice gesture.
Yeah, they
what
brought
kind of bread?
Banana bread, and I forget the other one. I kept wanting to say pumpkin bread, but that
well,
wasn't
very nice
that
of
that wasn't it.
And
yeah,
they
of
deserve
it is.
your adulation yes. And your sincere thanks.
I have much gratitude.
We'll get a break in here before we wrap it up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.